This recording, Brazil 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was very near for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and had for work. When she got there was a woman with a goosey waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch goosey began to strode around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come, come," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gentle stroking the goosey's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed the bath to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I cannot imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I arrived here in 1998 with a lot of dreams. Some of them comes true and others disappear. I grew up in Mogi das Cruzes. It's a little city close to São Paulo. And I was very poor. Then I learned very early how to survive. I started to work when I was 14 years old. And as in a store. And when I was 19 years old, I started to do hair. And I do hair in my entire life. It's something that I really like to do because you make people happy, more beautiful, and it makes me feel important. It makes me feel good to make someone happy. Then it is very nice to have this, to work in this area, to do hair. Then I am a hairdresser for more than 35 years. And when I moved to Orlando, I got my license here. It was very hard because I needed to get my license in Spanish, because Spanish was not my language, but it was easier than English. Then I studied a lot and I got my license years later. And I went to work in a salon, and then I decided to work with my Brazilian clientele. And one person was saying to the other person that I was good, that I work well. Then I started to do my clientele started to grow more and more and more. And today I work in my house and I do hair for leave. And I'm very happy. I have my son, Diego. Diego is very, very good son today. He's 34. He has two kids, Dylan and Emily. Dylan will turn 12 on October, and Emily will turn 10 on August. Then we are a happy family. Você é muito bonita. A vida é boa.